This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I know you always enjoy this conversation. It's like Christmas morning for you.
I do. It's a really great one. And it's the one thing I can say, you know, we all talk about all these organizations in Atlanta and these places that we wish we had time to go. This is one that I do go to and do participate in. So it's nice to talk about something that I actually get to do.
All right. Well, let's get to it. The actually return guest to the show. Let's welcome back Russ Bellin, the Vice President of Broadway Atlanta. Russ, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me out today. I'm excited to be here and talk about Broadway.
You know, we're excited to have you. Always appreciate your time. Getting ready to kick off a new exciting season. So appreciate you stopping by. Before we get into our conversation about this next season, everything going on, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us an overview of Broadway Atlanta.
Well, I'm part of the Broadway Across America is our employer, where we present the fifth Third Bank Broadway in Atlanta series. We're the premier presenter of touring Broadway in Atlanta. And my role as vice president is really helping to put the season together. I've been in Atlanta now for 9 years. I live in Peachtree Corners with my wife and two kids. So we're now, you know, maybe longtime Atlanta residents at this point, but really our passion is getting out in the community and, you know, getting people to see our shows.
That's super exciting. So the new season's getting ready to start. Tell us when it starts and what some of the exciting shows that are part of it are.
Well, we're about to kick off our 36th season.
Wow.
Yes, presenting in Atlanta. We start the first of our 12 titles with The Illusionist, September 27th. So we're excited. 12 titles, basically, we're looking at almost a title every month, which is more than we've done in the past.
That's quite a season.
Yeah, it's a big season, but Atlanta's got the appetite for it. You know, we've been doing very well coming off record-setting attendance numbers. So we found some great product and we're able to present it with our partners at the Fox. So yeah, 12 titles now, September through next August.
Any of these titles new to Atlanta that haven't been presented here?
Yep. So part of our mission is to premiere the hottest, newest titles direct from Broadway. So when you look at our 5-show season that we're selling right now and it starts at 174, those 5 titles, which feature The Christmas Story, Bodyguard, Matilda, Finding Neverland, and American in Paris, all have will premiere here in Atlanta for the first time. So some of those titles are still running in New York. They've won Tony Awards recently, so we're excited about those titles for sure.
I'm super excited about your first show. You're kicking off with The Illusionist?
Yes.
Tell us more.
Yeah, so The Illusionist is a death-defying, hilarious, upscale magic show. I mean, really, when you take the world's best illusionists, put them on one stage is what you're going to get. And, you know, I think there is a need or a want in Atlanta. I haven't seen a real high-end magic show come through in Atlanta in quite a few years. So I think the appetite will be there for that. And they've been breaking records everywhere they play. They've done stints on Broadway to record-breaking crowds. They've gone on tour a little bit last season, phenomenal reviews. So we're really excited to get The Illusionist. And they've done even an NBC primetime special.
Oh, that's cool.
That is very cool. I'm not sure I'm that familiar with the story. For others like me, can you shed a little bit of light on what the actual story is about?
Yeah, so basically there's, I think, 5 or 6 characters, and they're all illusionists, but they have different skills. So one may be stronger with his card tricks and things like that. There's the other one that does the more death-defying things, like escaping from underwater. Mm-hmm. Then there's the one that will do the things that kind of freak you out a little bit, maybe being able to push something through his skin. So they all have their different skill sets to round out this show that makes up a team of The Illusionists.
Mm, very cool.
That's very interesting. And then I guess another one that I don't know much about, and I assume that a lot of Atlantans don't, is Matilda.
Yeah, Matilda. So based on Roald Dahl's novel, Matilda, it's ran now in New York for 2 years, won many Tonys, Time Magazine's Show of the Year. This one is really a hybrid. It's family friendly because of the story. I mean, a lot of people probably grew up reading that story maybe in middle school about that age, and there was a movie about it starring Danny DeVito. So a lot of kids, a lot of singing, but it has a little bit of darker feel. So, you know, it's family friendly, but there's definitely an audience there just for adults, great date night type show.
Oh, Roald Dahl is definitely dark.
Yeah.
It's a children's story. I mean, it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Exactly.
And James and the Giant Peach and all that. There's definitely some darkness for that, but it's such a, those are amazing stories.
Yeah, and the kids are so relatable. The score is awesome. And, you know, you get to see this girl's journey with her vivid imagination, rewriting her own destiny. And, you know, I think a lot of people will connect with that. But we're excited. I mean, again, it's one of the hotter titles that's ran for a while in New York. And it took a while to get it out on the road in here. You know, obviously they have a big cast, a lot of cast with kids, so that takes some time. But we're excited to now get it as part of our season.
I always enjoy watching what people wear to see these shows. And Cinderella, especially last year, was just wonderful with all the little girls mm-hmm. and their beautiful dresses with their little tiaras on and running around. Do you think Matilda or any of these shows that lend themselves more to kids are going to entice people to dress up?
We will. Little Mermaid is a special.
That's going to be the one.
So we're bringing that back in January, and that did phenomenal 2 years for us. But yeah, we will have a lot of Ariels.
Yes.
A lot of Ariels for sure. I think we also have Annie for the kids. I could see some potential dress up there. And then Finding Neverland is another family-friendly title, and that's based on J.M. Barrie's story of really the prequel to Peter Pan, how he, you know, came up with that story in his life. And man, it's set to an amazing, like, poppy type score. So it's really fun. Again, so family friendly, but it's perfect date night. That one's going to be the one I think is really going to over deliver for both the single ticket buyers or subscribers. You might not know that much about it as far, though it's ran in New York, they're going to come out of there like, this was a really good show. So a lot of family friendly titles with those four, including, and families do have the option to buy our family series, which is Annie, Finding Neverland, and The Christmas Story in a package. So if the 5-show package is too much and you want to just look at the family-friendly titles, you can look at our website and look at the family series.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That is very, very cool. All right. Russ Bellin will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Russ Bellin, Vice President, Broadway Atlanta. So, Russ, I want to examine something. At the top of the show, you talked about your job is to put the season together. Now, I'll get a brochure in the mail, and it will list all the upcoming shows, The Illusionist, Matilda, Finding Neverland, all that. There's a lot more that goes into actually how you select that. And you made the comment about something like Matilda, which is a much more complex production because it's got more actors and children. It's not easy to just say, I think we'll just play this one this month. There's a lot that goes into how you actually orchestrate and put a season together. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the process is a long and tedious one, and it takes a big team, a lot of communication between us.
A long and tedious one. It's probably the funnest job in town. But anyway, go on.
It probably is. Yeah, and it starts about 18, 24 months. It's myself. We have a routing and tours team in New York, and then it's the producers. But really, the first thing we do is start with our subscribers and get their opinions on what titles will resonate. So we do a lot of surveying, kind of find out what they're interested in, how aware they are of some of the titles that are playing in New York, and how, you know, do they want them in Atlanta. And once we start to build that out, then we start to have the conversations with the producers on what we think will resonate in Atlanta. And as that happens, the producers are also looking at, hey, when's the show going to be in New York? Are we going to open up a second tour, you know, leave it in New York and build another production, just a tour? And what's that cost going to look like? And then where can it go? Because, you know, they want to route it on the East Coast, West Coast. They don't want to be jumping from Atlanta to Dallas to LA and mm-hmm. back and forth. So a lot of those play into the timing. But we, you know, Atlanta is one of the top stops. So, you know, I think the support we have has really lent itself to us getting those properties right away. And so they, you know, they listed us, and we're also part of a big network, which also gives us some, I guess, leverage in getting some of the highest properties. But yeah, it does start with the opinion of our subscribers and hearing what they want to say, and then the ball rolls. And then we try to lock it in about a year in advance.
You know, so that far ahead.
Yeah. And then we'll start talking to subscribers about renewing that next season.
Well, you have a hot show coming back this year. Do you want to talk a little bit about Phantom?
Yes, Phantom. Off of 2 years ago, it came to Atlanta, record-breaking Phantom run. I mean, Phantom's been the most played show in Atlanta as far as Broadway, most weeks starting back into the 1980s when it came. So Phantom is very beloved by Atlanta. Came back in 2014, I think it was, and record business here. So based on that and based on the surveys, that people wanted it back again. So we were able to secure it for 2 weeks in February, which we're excited about. I mean, it's a classic. There's always, you know, if you want to be able to introduce your kids to something that really might get them turned on to Broadway, Phantom's definitely a place to start.
Oh, I think if I had to pick one Broadway spectacle to bring a child to kind of expose them to this whole idea of what this is about, Phantom would probably be it. Talk about a powerful emotional pull when you're experiencing that.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. Actually, my son and I saw Phantom at the Fox, so now I'm trying to figure out if this is my second or third year subscribing, or maybe I just bought it one off. I don't know. But we definitely saw it.
And seeing it at the Fox obviously is one of the best places to see it. It's a big production with the chandelier, and then the Fox has so much history and beauty to itself. It's definitely one of the cooler venues to see a show like Phantom.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask you, that's a big part of the experience is the Fox Theater. Talk about that some more and why that's so special.
Yeah, we're truly blessed, I guess, and honored to be able to partner with the Fox and present our shows at this historic theater that's such a rich history and tradition in Atlanta. You know, 4,500 seats at the Midtown, the restaurants around that, and what they're building down there, it really does add to the experience. And, you know, we always think about it as, for the family shows, Christmas Story at December, you know, that chance for parents to get their kids in there during the holidays to experience the magic of the Fox. And then you have a Phantom in February, or Mamma Mia's Farewell Tour in June. There's always things to do, Girls Night Out, but there's so much to do, and the Fox and what they provide is really a big part of it. So we're so happy to be able to partner with them.
Yeah, there are some great restaurants nearby. And I guess as a subscriber, I really appreciate the fact that I get my little, you know, Fox discount card.
Yes.
Talk about some of the benefits for subscribers.
Yeah, the benefits to being a subscriber, you know, are things like guaranteed seats, exchange programs. So we know people have busy schedules and they have to travel. So you call us ahead of time, or just log into your account and, you know, pick a different performance, things like that. Guaranteed pricing. We do use dynamic pricing, which means just like airlines, as you get closer based on demand, prices go up, where for subscribers, the price is always locked in and guaranteed. So that's something. And then we do have things like the restaurant partners. So you can build a whole night of it and come down early. You can show your card at select restaurants around the Fox and save money there. And we do a lot of other events. For our patrons, we hold special parties, some cast talkbacks, ways to learn more about the season in depth. So we're always trying to add that extra value to our best customer.
How do you become a subscriber? What's the process?
The best way to become a subscriber is log on to BroadwayInAtlanta.com and learn about the series and learn about the different price points. So we start at $174 and we go up from there. But you can investigate all the different perks. And if you need to talk to someone, we have a 1-800 number as well that they can kind of walk you through the process.
Yeah, I can say as a subscriber, I think you have great customer service. Anytime I've needed to change something or travel has cropped up or whatever, I mean, they, you know, email you back, they call you back, they'll help you work through it.
Well, yeah. The whole reason they probably designed this program to take care of the subscribers is to honor your needs and requests.
Well, I mean, I'm probably pretty typical, though. You know, typical Atlanta business person. You know, we want to go, we want to support, but life happens. Mm-hmm. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, what about opportunities to volunteer?
The best way to volunteer, if you're passionate about the arts, is to look at foxtheater.org and look at their volunteer program. Okay. They have, I believe, about 2,000 names on that list now.
Wow.
But they have so many events. I mean, I think it takes 60, 70 volunteers just for a Broadway production. So, you know, that's definitely the best way, I think, to get involved and reach out to them and sign your name up, and they'll take you through the training and see what events you might be able to get. But again, with 12 titles we have, and then they present probably another 200 events on top of that, they're always looking for volunteers.
They're an impressive, well-oiled machine. Just the intermission bathroom break and getting all those people in and out and corralled through there, I mean, there's lots of different facilities around this town and others who could learn from that.
They try. I really appreciate their customer service. I know it goes
amazing.
A long way
in the
experience because, you know, we're bringing the shows in, but again, half the experience is how you're treated, you know, and the Fox Theater does a phenomenal job of taking care of their customer.
Yeah. Well, I imagine bringing all these shows in is quite expensive. So what about sponsorships?
Sponsorships are always available. You know, Fifth Third Bank, Broadway and Atlanta is our title sponsor. But, you know, we like to team up with hotels, energy companies. You know, there's a lot of ways. The best benefit of a sponsorship is obviously the hospitality, you know, how we can provide tickets and different experience so you can entertain your best clients or get your branding out there through our advertising and reaching some of our subscribers. So yeah, we're always looking for sponsorship ideas. And we think we have a product that really will help you to endear yourself to the Atlanta community. We have 300,000 guests annually, you know, so we have a lot of reach and obviously we have a nice home at the Fox and a good experience. I mean, you're looking at something that it's going to build a memory for sure, you know. So if someone's bringing their wife or their kids, you know, they're going to take away a meaningful experience.
All right. Well, we're about out of time, but I have to ask, all the rage right now is this production called Hamilton. Anything you can tell us there?
Yeah, the thing we can share about Hamilton is we've been able to book it for the 17-18 season.
Very cool.
So we're really excited. We're going to be one of the first tour stops for Hamilton, which is obviously, you know, is getting all the accolades and well-deserved accolades for sure. So what we've been talking about with Hamilton, because we're in the 16-17 season now, it's part of the 17-18, really the only way to guarantee that you'll be able to get that seat to Hamilton, as everyone sees and might read some stories, it's a hot ticket, is to subscribe to this current season. So you want to look at that 5-show package that starts at $174 to lock in that seat, because how it works is you have to have a guaranteed seat to be able to renew it and then move into Hamilton. But yeah, it's going to be part of our 17-18 season. We don't have the exact dates or how many exact dates or weeks yet, but we do have it, which I think is a big win for Atlanta, and I think it's going to be a great, great event.
Looking forward to it.
Well, you didn't need any other reasons to become a subscriber, but that's a pretty important
one. It's a really good one.
I think so.
Very, very exciting. All right. Well, Russ, we're out of time. Before I let you go, once again, should anyone have any questions on any of this stuff, how to become a subscriber, the family series that you talked about, and just general tickets, where can they go?
The easiest place is BroadwayInAtlanta.com, but you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Outstanding. Russ Bellin, the Vice President of Broadway Atlanta. Russ, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And good luck with this coming season. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Russ Bellin, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.